USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Santa Fe, New Mexico police obtained a search warrant Thursday authorizing them to take Alec Baldwin's cell phone as part of an investigation into the deadly shooting on the set of Rust. Mr. Baldwin shot and killed a cinematographer on October 21st while rehearsing a scene. The actor claims the gun malfunctioned and shot on its own. The social media platform President Trump tried to ban from the United States is now responsible for school closures and heightened alerts across the United States. President Trump in the summer of 2020.
We're looking at TikTok. We may be banning TikTok. We may be doing some other things. There are a couple of options, but a lot of things are happening, so we'll see what happens.
TikTokers are encouraging followers to make shooting and bomb threats against their schools today. TikTok is a monitored product of the communist Chinese government. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
The CDC is recommending most Americans should be given the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines instead of the Johnson & Johnson shot that can cause a very rare but serious blood clots. The clotting problem has caused 9 confirmed deaths after J&J vaccinations. While the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines don't come with that risk, they also appear to be more effective. Several other countries have already recommended age restrictions for both AstraZeneca and J&J vaccines, on that preference be given to Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. A huge fire ripped through a psychiatric clinic in Osaka, Japan on Friday after a patient carried a bag into the building that was leaking a flammable liquid. The Yomiuri newspaper is reporting the patient as an elderly man. Police in the city are investigating possible arson. 27 people are feared dead. The Senate voted 75-18 on Thursday to confirm Nicholas Burns, a widely respected former career diplomat, as U.S. ambassador to China. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the CDC is warning Americans, the Omicron variant of COVID-19 will probably be the dominant strain early next year. It should be noted the Delta variant is the stronger strain.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is warning about the continued spread of the Omicron coronavirus variant. Speaking to a U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation audience, Fauci saying the strain will soon become the dominant one in the United States. Regarding the Omicron coronavirus variant, Dr. Marty McCrary offers his advice as far as how we should handle it during the holiday season.
Well, I would tell people to feel good about your immune level of protection. We know that immune protection in people over 65 really needs a booster unless that people have had COVID in the past already. That essentially functions as a vaccine dose. And if you've had the J&J dose, one was probably not the right number, and you would need a second dose if you want good immune protection. That is, you're an adult at risk. For everybody else, I would say there's no need to do anything different. We're getting new data now on Omicron. It appears to be more mild. It will be the dominant virus COVID strain in the United States probably by February. I'm not sure that's something we need to worry about since it'll displace probably a more dangerous virus, that is Delta.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thursday night football last night in Los Angeles, California. The Chiefs beat the Chargers in overtime, 34-28. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.